You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to the Wig Hackers Podcast with me, Daniel Coy, where I will take you behind the scenes of the hair side of the entertainment industry. You never know where my rants will go, so stay tuned. We have been through a lot together. I know we have a new season here on the Broadway Podcast Network, BPN. So excited to be here. I am doing my first one-off for like information. So I want to dive into this one. I want to talk about, dun dun dun, where are we getting our information from? We are in the world of info, right? Everyone has a book. Everyone knows something. Everyone is being enlightened by some sort of force for their work, job, whatever it may be. So I do want us collectively to do the research behind who we are learning from. All right. That's always a number one thing. Just because someone can be a really good book learner, right? Someone could learn a lot and talk about it. But until you find someone who has the receipts, as they say, that's the ones who you want to keep an eye on. You want to see how far back you can scroll on their social media. I know we're in that realm of people getting new things, trying new things, cleaning, doing some spring cleaning. Well, it's only people who are afraid of keeping up what they've had for years, a la myself included. I don't even know what I posted, to be honest. I'm that friend that if we become friends, I'm scrolling to your first post and liking it. So, and things morph, things change, you know. So keep that in mind. I know there are so many people out there. But collectively, like, what do you take from them? Can you learn something from them? Of course you can. We can learn from everyone every day. It could be the littlest things I've noticed from people who have started following me that just how to hold the needle, you know, how to set up their spot, all these little things that can help you work smarter and to get a better product. That's really, at the end of the day, it was told to me that they would rather pay someone who has been through what they have been through in the niche that they have been in, pay them a large sum of money to get them at their starting mark further than they were. So like, if you can find someone who's done what you want to do, that is the person you should be paying them for their skills, for their knowledge, for their what they've been through, so that you can start at their end, right? Not where they are, and if they keep growing, like, if you want to learn wigs, I would say go to someone who makes wigs and actually sells them for the prices that they say they're selling them for. That's the real kick in the pants. Because some people, they've made wigs, but have they sold them? Are they living off of what they're preaching? Keep that in mind, you know. With that, I am so concerned for people because there is so much information out there on the market. I wanted to create a safe space for wig makers to come together and to like share your thoughts, share your things, ask your questions, you know, a place where you can just kind of let your guard down and, you know, wherever you are in your wig making journey. If it's a newbie, if it's someone just starting out, or if you're like a master wig maker and you need some inspiration from other people who are coming up. Not everyone makes the wig the same way. I don't even make the wigs the same way. Each one is so unique and individual that all you can do is get the best product every time for that situation. So I've created a Wig Hackers community. And this community is kind of like my, my home hub for wig makers, so that you can come and you can learn. You have a resource now that has all the things. And when I say all the things, baby, honey, boo-boo, child, I am not leaving anything out. And it's a slow and steady wins the race type of thing. I hope you have all joined in on one of my wine and wigs. I really hope you have. They are every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I hope you join me there, not just listening to the podcast, because the podcast, I have some really cool people. You know, if you go back, like now you can go like way back, back. And really figure out like what all the things, like so many different people have been on this podcast, and I have some amazing guests coming up for this season two. I'm really stoked about it. So we're building out the franchise, and we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I'm learning as much as you're learning as far as the business end, and you know, seeing what works for you guys. That's what I'm listening to. I know a lot of people that were listening that wanted like one part of my course. So what did I do? It's all broken down. I said, break it up. So you can get anything. You can just get the wig bubble. I know there's so much. Like if there was one thing, like even laying a front, I think people can figure that out, to be quite honest with you. But like, it's the bubble. Not that I do anything special. You can probably figure that out too by all my videos. But that would be the one where I would be like, yeah, I think you should start here. And if you're like completely new, say you make wigs already, that's where I would go. I would say go to the bubble because that's your fit. You master that fit, people will come back to you again and again and again. And if you're uber new, like uber new to ventilating, I'd say go to the ventilating section. Get the ventilating section, get your tools that you need, and start from there. That would be where I would say start, because that's the like the meat and potatoes of your business. Next, I mean, you should be in the Wig Hackers community. You can definitely check that out at decoy.com. You can go to the Wig Hackers community, sign up, and bam. Every month on the third Monday. This is when this happens, it's gonna be the 19th, April 19th. So this should be coming out next week, actually. So Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the Wig Hackers community, we are going to be laying a front. I'm gonna show you how I lay my lace. I'm gonna do it live with you. If you have questions, comments, I'm gonna try to get as close up as I can. Maybe even have an extra angle for it. I want to do these World of Wigs. This is where I'm gonna show you the steps, show you how I do it. Each one's different too. Like, I think next month is going to be hair direction and manipulating that lace so you get the best out of it. So keep that in your, I would say definitely the Wig Hackers community is gonna be the spot. Even if you're brand new, that would be the spot where I would say, why not start here? Because you're going to get a taste of everything. You're going to see how I work, how I teach, how I talk, and all the information. And then from there, that might spark some things in you. And then you can kind of, if you're like, oh, I want to go deeper here. Like, I feel that would be a great spot for you to start. I'm really excited. Of all the things that have been going on, some of you might have known that I did a little show, or I was asked to go do a show, and I did. I was kind of MIA for 3 weeks. If you didn't know, that's because my content really pulls me through things. And that, if you own a business, have your content batched a month out, 2 months out. And that's how, truthfully, I can go do a project and you not even know I'm gone. Unless you're in my stories. Because then you'll see me in weird places. So keep that in mind. If you do have a business, you want to start batching things, you want things to be like up and coming. You want the new things happening. So keep that in mind when you do all the planning. It's a lot of planning. Oh. As a Libra, you know I love to plan. So I have a lot of plans. I'm looking at a notebook as I'm doing this podcast. I'm like, there's so many things in this notebook. Back to the original conversation. Just do some research on who they are. Like, and I'm not trying to throw anyone under the bus at all, because that is not my real cup of tea right now. But just know, just understand them a little bit. Know their background, know their history, know the why they got into the business. And is it someone that you want to work with? Right? And what is their business model? What are they going to give to you? How is that going to help you in your business? I love helping. I love coaching. I love seeing the light bulb go off. It really means a lot to me. Like when I know Clubhouse is really big and I'm in there, I'm trying to get back regularly every day, going to other people's rooms, doing my own rooms. You know, I want to see that light bulb go off. I want to see you be like, oh, right. Of course. I love it. Like so much that, that's why I do this. I love entertainment. I love working in TV and film and Broadway. I really do love it. Do not get me wrong. This brings me more joy. Me coming on to my podcast and being able to just, I feel like I'm just venting, but I think it inspires some people somewhere, somehow, to go do what they have to do. Whether it's in wigs, whether it's in theater, whether it's in film or TV or working with celebrities or not working with celebrities, whoever, whatever you want to do, it is doable. If I can do it, anyone can do it. Oh, since this is the world of information, there is so much information out there for people. Like, so much information. So do your research again. So you don't know how to do editing or stuff like that, you can hire someone. Like, if you are not the best at it, don't worry. You can hire someone to do that. But you have to have your list of things and what it's going to be about and where you want to go and when you want to get there by. Keep that in your brain. Where do you want to go? How fast do you want to get there? And budgets. Is this your side hustle? Are you making this happen to feed your family, to feed you? I mean, I'm a loner. I have my assistant now, but you know, trust is a huge thing for me. Finding the right team. I'm finally getting the right people around me right now to really push me and to help me think outside of my comfort zone. So I don't just keep it on this piece of paper in this book. I hope you heard that. It's over here. Because you have to have goals and you have to have tangible goals that you can actually obtain to get them. So, I know a little melancholy right now, but you could do it. If I can do it, you could do it. And I'm still waiting for the day that I'm not hustling, grinding, because every day is a hustle and every day is a grind. Like running your own business, like you got to do it. And sometimes it can't be perfect. Like this podcast, for example, because I have some music going underneath, I hope you cannot hear the airplanes going overhead. So keep that in mind. Just, I have faith in you. I know it's probably rough day, week, year, whatever it may be. But this too shall pass. You will get better at your next step. And we're always growing. And just keep that in mind. I don't know why I got so philosophy on this one. Not sure at all. Just keep that in mind. And I'm here. So don't shoot me a DM. In the Wig Hackers community, I will definitely be in there. I'm always in there, to be honest. posting, commenting, rehashing. So definitely jump in there so you have some more inspiration, keep you accountable. Because if you're starting to ventilate, you should be ventilating for an hour a day. And yes, you heard it here. I am coming out with a 2-hour ventilating inspirational mix. You are going to get me talking in your ear with some beautiful music on. Yeah. I've written down all of my inspirational quotes for 1 hour. So I have another hour to go. It's going to be fun. I think so. I hear so many people like, Daniel, I ventilate so much faster when you're talking or when you're here with me or if I'm in your Clubhouse group or if I'm watching you live on IG. And I'm like, cool. Awesome. So let me see what I can do to help you. So we're going to come out with this hopefully soon. When? No idea. But baby steps, right? 1%, as Phoebe would say. 1% better a day. But okay, so I'm excited where everything is going. I'm enthralled by everyone who's listening. Thank you for listening, first and foremost. Without you, I'd just be talking to myself, which I'd probably be doing anyway. I hope you laugh as much as I'm laughing, because this is some shit. I want to thank you all for listening. I'm here for you. I want you to do better than you did yesterday. I want you to do better than you did a couple minutes ago. And hopefully you've learned something, you got inspired, you have gotten to another level in your wig making career, wig making journey, wig wearing journey, career, happiness, love, excitement, all the above. So if you could share this with someone or share it on your page, don't forget to tag me in it, because I would love to hear you and share it to your friends and family. Or they don't care. It doesn't matter. You don't have to share it to them. But, you know, I love to hear from you. So until next time. Thanks for tuning in for another exciting episode of Wig Hackers. I love talking all things hair and wigs. So if you have a question, come follow me on Instagram at Daniel Coy Official. I love helping and inspiring other hair artists, so don't be afraid to reach out. And remember, do your hair, because if you're looking good, you're feeling better.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.